Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilei Nishmas Zara Malka Basar Bitzchak. Today we are in Mesechta Mikvos Perek Vav Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Our Mishnah begins with a certain understanding. I have a vessel. The vessel is made out of earthenware. By definition, it's a Kli Cheres earthenware, and it can become Tameh, but it can only give Tumah to Ochel Umashka, not to Adam and Kalim. Because Adam and Kalim, people and utensils, can only contract Tumah from an Avatumah, from a primary source. And a Kli Cheres can never be a primary source of Tumah. It also can't be Toiveled. That's just the deal with Tamei Kalim. So the Gistresha B'mikvah, let's say I had a vessel that was Tamei, that was jagged. Think of like a birthday crown. And it was submerged in the mikvah with only the peaks of the jagged edge jutting out above the water. So the water in the vessel that's inside this Kli Cheres is connected to the rest of the mikvah through the gaps at the bottom of the V of each of these little subdivisions. That water can't become Tameh. It's part of a mikvah. Mikvah water is always impossible to become Tameh. And so therefore, the water in the Kli is able to toivel things. So I take my forks and my knives, I take my forks and my knives and I stick it into the broken earthenware vessel. So taru mitumasam. In such a situation, since the water when it came into the mikvah, right, so it's going to be tor. Aval tameim al gav kli cheres. But when I take out the forks and the knives from the mikvah, they still have water on the surface. That water gets detached from the mikvah, and they pass through the airspace at the top of the crown, which is tameh, and so therefore is going to make everything tameh again because of the gistera. So here it is, the water itself inside the earthenware is okay, but once I pull it out, since the shards, the top pieces of the broken earthenware piece are there, it's going to ruin it. If a water flowed over it, right, if the level of the mikvah water is higher than the entire Kli Cheres and the protrusions, then the utensils are going to, then when I pull my forks and my knives out, it's going to be completely tar. It's never in an airspace alone that's going to have a problem. Similarly with Tumas Yadayim, Mayan Hayotzi Minat Tanur. What happens if I have a spring that comes from a tanur? A tanur is an oven. In the olden days, that was also a Kli Cheres, and it was attached to the ground. And here I have this Tumay oven that's positioned inside a pit, and a mayan, a spring breaks through the ground, and it goes into the oven. And so, v'yarad b'tavol b'socho, and the person who's tamei climbs down into the tamei oven, and he immerses himself in the mayan. So in such a situation, hu tahor, his tevila is good, right? But when he climbs out of it, he passes through the oven's airspace. Now he stays tahor. Why is that? Because a kli cheres, in this case the oven, cannot be metame a person. However, v'yad of Timaeus, the Chazal instituted a concept of tumas yadayim v'mhayu al gab of rum ayadav. If there was water above the height of his hands, so then in such a situation, afyad of tahoros, his hands are going to also be tahor, because when he climbs out of the mikvah, his hands pass through the mikvah water that's higher than the oven, and so the hands are also going to have a tefillah in that situation. Now, irub mikvos, if I want to attach two mikvos, it has to be kishvof eres hanod. The hole between them has to be the size of a water skin. Ka'avyo kechalala kishtei etzbos chozos. In order for it to happen, the thickness in the hole has to have two fingers that can rotate all the way around. And by the way, if it's a chozos lemekaman, safik kishvof eres hanod, safik kishena kishvof eres hanod. If you have a safik as to whether the size is enough, excuse me, psulim imneshi minat Torah, it's going to be no good because it's a suffik del reisa. And since it's a suffik del reisa, we have to be machmir in this situation. Similarly, when you have a suffik about a kazayis min ames, or a kazayis from Nevela, or a kazayis from the sheretz, in all these situations, we are going to have to be machmir. Kol sheyamod b'shofaris hanod mimata, anything that settles into the opening, that's the size of the water skin tube, it's going to make it smaller. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, kol shumi b'riyas hamayim tor, if it's an organism that develops from the water, so that's not going to go ahead and create a problem, stuffing up the hole. And with that, we'll close out for today, and we will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.